Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. My name is Kevin. I will be your host today, and I got a couple of my friends with me. What's up, guys?
What's up, Kev?
What's up, Kev? This is Steven.
And this is Joey.
There we go. We got it. We did it, guys. We are here. So this week, we're going to talk about the SNES console, Super Nintendo, which is one of my favorites, which has some of the best games ever created, in my opinion, on a console.
Yeah.
I'm here with Steven. He is a super video game, a Super Nintendo game collector.
I like the super video game collector.
That's a good one. I don't even know what that is. How many games do you have?
Right now, complete in box, about 415.
Okay, so you have about 300 plus to go.
Yes.
You're almost there.
The total is 721 to 728, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, because there's a lot of...
BS. A lot of games that got released in Brazil that weren't supposed to be released, and they were still called American games.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of random stuff in there too, but anywhere from 721 to 728.
Nice.
But right now I'm just focusing on the good ones first, and then I'll start collecting all the Maddens, all 15 of them.
Is it easier to collect those?
No, not really, because it's hard to find a nice complete sports game. I know it sounds funny. They're not worth anything, but it's kind of tough, especially with the whole reproduction market.
Mm-hmm.
People are sacking all those cartridges, using them to like make fake games.
Sacking. Give me that definition of sacking.
It's an old term.
not the explicit. Let's go video game version of sacking. So my first Super Nintendo, I had a birthday party at a roller rink. And I brought
roller rink.
Like I had rollerblades on.
Roller
skate. Oh, okay. Okay.
I had four-wheeled rollerblades with no brakes because I didn't care. And we went to this little room. I opened all my presents. My mom was like, "You got one more." She brought it out. Open it up. Super Nintendo, Link to the Past bundle.
Ooh, nice.
Best day of my life.
Hell yeah.
I've never experienced that much joy. So in the car, I opened it up, of course. I'm clicking it up and down, even though the sticker tells me not to. I'm just clicking it up and down.
Was the first model the Mini?
It wasn't the Mini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think RPG was the Mini, right? Super Mario RPG?
No, they had one bundled with Zelda, I think.
Oh.
They just put a slap a sticker on it.
Yeah, mine had the sticker. It's like the Link to the Past. But
I think.
I was just clicking it like, I cannot wait to play this. Because my brother had one, but he never let me play it.
Yes.
So what selfish. I had to do was, for one of my birthday presents, I had to buy my own controller.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So that was awful. Thanks.
But you put barnacles on controllers, so that's okay.
I have sweaty hands. What can I say?
Barnacles?
The chicks like my sweaty hands. But I got that console, and it was the best. I would fake sick so much to play Zelda, even though I had no idea what I was doing. Because that game came out in, I don't even know what year, 92, 93?
Probably.
Yeah.
What were your first games?
So my first game was Link to the Past, obviously, because it came with it.
The bundled, yeah.
NBA Jam.
Nice.
Jeez, what else? Bart's Nightmare.
Hmm.
Street Fighter.
Super Mario World?
I never had Super Mario
World.
Yeah,
you and your brother never had Super Mario World.
Never
That's
had
the weirdest
Super
thing
World.
Ever.
But my cousin did.
Yeah.
So it's not like I wasn't playing it. But I never had
You never had your own copy.
Because at the time, the games were up to $75.
Oh, yeah. People forget how expensive they used to be.
Yeah, because I never had... I didn't obviously get the first bundle.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Zelda bundle, which to me was cooler.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That thing's worth like $500 now, complete.
Oh, jeez.
You got the matching numbers
with
and everything?
Sticker? Mm-hmm. Just a sticker, huh?
Just a fucking sticker.
Huh. Yeah. So I had that, F-Zero.
Oh, yes.
A lot of crappy games.
You didn't get it at launch, did you?
No.
You gotta like.
My brother might have.
Okay.
But I did not. Did you have a Super Nintendo, Joe?
I had a Super Nintendo, but it was more of a hand-me-down from my older brothers.
Which is fine.
Yeah, still play it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My first game that I played was obviously Street Fighter.
Ooh.
Turbo.
Turbo.
Yes.
So you went
I went Turbo, yeah.
Because it was a hand-me-down, so you didn't get
exactly.
The first one. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were a baby when it came out.
Yeah. I was still young. I was six, seven.
Yeah, so I was young. Seven when it came out.
Wow. Because
it came out in 91?
92?
91, 92, 92. So I was six or seven.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you're the same age? There you go.
No, not the same age. At that time, I was 33.
It doesn't add up, Joey.
This is a hand-me-down.
There he is.
This is a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to play it, you know, 4 or 5 years later after release. When the 64 was coming out, I was playing Super Nintendo. And it was Street Fighter Turbo.
Nice.
That was my first one.
The game is fast.
Yes, it is.
I had F-Zero, which is Kirby's Superstar Superstar.
I never had that game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Donkey Kong Country, didn't you?
Okay, let me tell you a little story about Donkey Kong Country. So my brother asked for a game for Christmas. Didn't get that game. He got Donkey Kong.
What was literally the game? What game was he? Yeah,
I don't remember. I don't remember what he asked for, but he literally looked at my dad and said, "I don't want this. This is not what I asked for."
Out of this world?
Maybe? It was probably but it was awesome because I used to play it at my cousin's house. He had Donkey Kong Country, so I used to struggle through that. I thought I was the best at that game at the time. I was, again, 7 years old, so I thought I was awesome. I learned the cheat code to get all of the lives.
Cheater.
Yes. That game, you need lives in that game. That's one of the few games you need lives.
Kind of easy.
It's
as a 7-year old.
When you're young, it's hard.
Everything's hard as a 7-year old.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I figured out that cheat. I put that cheat in. Then I went to school the next day, told all my friends how I did it, because it was in like a Nintendo Power or whatever.
Isn't it like barrel or something?
It's B A R R E L.
Yeah, barrel. No. I think it's A-L. Yeah.
Because I don't know how to spell. That's probably why.
Well, it's spelled. You spell.
I don't
it the
even
right
know how
way,
to spell barrel.
That's a cheating dog.
Well, how cool was that? Going to school the next day, telling them about your codes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they would see my save line. Like, oh, you did do it. Yeah, of course, dummies. So I did not have that game till later, when I got it as a hand me down.
Okay.
I think I borrowed it and just never gave it back.
So it was.
But for my cousin, so it was fine.
Yeah.
If they wanted it, they can get it back. Let's see what else. Turtles in Time, which is the best Super Nintendo game of all time. If you want to argue, bring it, because nobody wants to argue that. It's the best. Best
it's,
arcade
It's
port.
One of the best. I don't know if it's the best.
There's like 100
yeah, there's
best
a,
games.
Yeah, there's a lot other Nintendo. Better, you know, if not the same, a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of games on there. You can't really narrow it down. No, but Turtles in Time is a safe bet.
Yeah. That's
It's a safe bet.
I just wish it was 4-player. The multi-tap.
They had a multi-tap, cool. Right?
Yeah.
Was Sunset Riders 4 players?
Mm-mm. No, I thought it was 2.
And that's Konami as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were the arcades 4-player?
Yes.
I know the Turtles was, but Sunset?
Yeah, I think Sunset was.
Turtles, I think 4-Sunset, players. Captain America was 4 players in the arcade.
The X-Men arcade never came as a
Never came as a console port. Captain America did, right? Or a different version?
I think Avengers? Is that what you're talking about?
They were all kind of watered down.
Well, they had to be.
Yeah.
They didn't have a choice.
Those graphics.
Oh, so good. And Super Metroid.
Ooh, Super Metroid.
Yeah, that's another one.
I never played that game.
You never played Super Metroid?
Until later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I played the first Metroid, and I was like, what is this? This game is impossible.
Yeah.
That game made my sister cry.
Which one? The first one?
Super Metroid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What? How did
the music
you do?
And
you throw it at her?
No.
Jesus. God, what else? Just name some games.
I mean, there's Mario World that we talked about. There's Yoshi's Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's Donkey Kong Country 1, 2, and 3.
Don't forget about Mega Man X.
Yeah, Mega Man X.
Mega Man 7, Mega Man X, 7. 2, and 3. X?
7, me.
7 is good.
I know, you like
7
it.
7 is good.
I know.
I mean, it's not as fast paced, you know, as Mega Man X, but...
So, Steve, you love Mega Man X.
Mm-hmm.
You love Mega Man 7?
Yeah. I mean, I love Mega
fight
Man
about
X.
It. We fight about it.
You like Mega Man X more than 7, though.
Yeah, you love X more. I love 7. About the same. I like X because it is fast, but I like 7 because it goes back to the roots of the first Mega Man.
Yes.
It is the first Mega Man.
Right.
Okay.
So I respect that, and I enjoy that to where...
No wonder why they only did 1. They went from pumping out 6 on Nintendo, then 1 on...
1 on Super Nintendo.
And then 1 on
I think X just dominated it. Fast-paced action and just better than 7.
Which one came out on PlayStation?
8?
Oh, yeah, that was 8.
8, okay.
But so did
Mega It came
Man
out
X.
on Sega Saturn as well.
Okay, so what's the difference between 7 and X?
Mega Man X, there's a lot of different components that, you know, you do, like as far as dashing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more fast-paced.
What do you mean, like game mechanics, or do you mean story-wise?
Oh, I don't care about Mega Man's story.
Okay, okay. Well, really... game-wise, yeah, there's a dash.
In X, right?
Yeah.
I would just say speed overall.
It's more fast, yeah. It's a little more serious. The enemies are more evil-looking.
Mm-hmm.
And 7's more like a cartoon.
Is 7 the one with, like, Sheep Man? What's 7?
Some of 7's Sheep boxes. Man was actually Mega Man 9. Yeah.
They got tired.
They
got tired of that one.
They got tired of them. Mega Man 7 had Junk Man.
Mm-hmm. Was he a set of balls?
What?
Junk Man?
Junk Man.
He's just a set of balls in underwear. Yeah.
Jump.
That's a jump. Yeah.
Wait, jump man or junk man?
Junk.
J-U-N-K. Okay, I was right. Okay. Yeah, junk. I was like, oh, that would have been bad.
Junk.
It was bad anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Mega Man. I rented X2 and X3 a lot, but I never owned them. I think we owned X for a little bit. Mm. Or we just rented all of them. I don't think we owned any of them.
Just rented them.
We just rented them.
Yeah.
I only owned X, and I rented 2 and 3.
Those games are hard.
Yeah.
Never played 7 until I was older.
What about Mega Man Soccer?
That's not a Mega Man game.
I know it's Joey's favorite game.
No, it's not. I like Mega Man, but there's a limit.
It's the original Rocket League, man.
No, it's not. Rocket League's better.
No. Yeah.
The art style in those games and the music.
Yeah, the music, of course. Great. Yeah.
Yes. Capcom, man.
I like 16-bit music the best.
Mm-hmm.
Best era.
Yeah.
It is. And it doesn't hurt your ears when you listen to it. Like, 8-bit kind of hurts if you're listening to it loud.
I don't think so.
Yeah, 8-bit's nice. I like it.
They're both...
I listen to things on
it's
the
It's a tough decision for me.
If you listen to a full blast, maybe.
Which I do.
You know, yeah. Not good.
Which I do. Which is not good.
It's not healthy.
What about Mario Kart?
Ooh, the original
Super Mario Kart.
It was fun, but I didn't like that one as much. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, I had the 64 and the Super Nintendo.
So he already played the 64
exactly.
Oh, you played 64
exactly,
first?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Exactly. He cheated.
Come on. So I don't consider that cheating.
Mechanics are a lot better on the 64.
Or it's like playing Manhattan Project, Turtles Manhattan Project, after playing Turtles in Time. It's not going to be as good.
I like Correct. Turtles Manhattan okay. Project.
Me too. But it's not as good. It's not as good as Turtles in
it's
Time.
It's super hard.
Well, graphic-wise, of course, it's...
It's not as popular as Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah. I never played Gemstone Heist.
Hyperstone Heist.
Hyperstone Heist.
Close. Hyperstone Heist. That's the Genesis one.
Gemstone Heist, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as Turtles in Time, though? The same...
It's the same
design?
Thing, but there's new designs. Yeah.
Nah.
And the music is probably not as good.
Exclusive to Sega. One map. Ooh. One map pack.
One more map.
Sega does what Nintendo don't. Ooh. Remember that slogan? That was a real slogan.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's very real. So Super Nintendo had a crap ton of fighting games. Clay Fighters, Primal Rage, Killer Instincts, or One Killer Instincts.
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
Street Fighters, Mortal Kombat. What else was
Turtles, Tournament Fighters.
Oh, Lord.
That's another one. Double Dragon.
Fatal Fury,
Five?
Samurai Showdown.
They had Double Dragon on there?
Double Dragon 5 was a fighting game, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's okay. Kind of.
Yeah, that whole era was fun because they had like a lot of clone Street Fighter games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of Neo Geo
stuff
was
that
the king
was terrible.
Of that. Neo Geo put out a million fighter games.
Yes, all the SNK fighters.
All the SNK King of the Fighters. Are any of those good?
King of Fighters. You know what? A lot of people love them, man.
Yeah.
But that's just not my thing.
No,
I never got into
but
that.
But some people are hardcore and really good at them.
Yeah.
Well, when you get like. My first, when I played Mortal Kombat for the first time on Super Nintendo, you're punching people and sand is coming out. But on Sega, it was blood.
Yeah, if you put the cheat.
Yes.
What was the cheat? Abacab, I think it was.
Abacab?
Abacab.
Nice.
I think that was it. My brothers taught me that.
Nice. You're a cheater, Joe.
That's my brothers, man.
That's
Genesis?
Not cheating. Blood. That's just
getting
blood.
Yeah,
that's just getting
exactly.
blood. That's not cheating.
That's no
right.
tactical advantage.
Paint it real.
You're
man.
Right.
So but, Super Nintendo nowadays has become a big thing for collectors. It's like the most sought after console and the most expensive right now to collect for.
Hmm.
It's getting really ridiculous. There's probably 50 games or more that are worth over $100 each complete.
Hmm.
Give me some games.
What?
Expensive ones.
Expensive ones? Hagani, Aero Fighters are the top ones. $1,500 to $1,600 each.
Mm-hmm.
You got Evo. Hmm. And you got some random crap.
Obviously
like
Earthbound.
Three Ninjas Kickback. Earthbound's under the G-Ball. Category.
Hmm.
And then speaking of Earthbound, that shouldn't be that much anywheres in the first place. That's not rare.
It shouldn't be.
It's just one of those things. It's like FF7 when it was $80 forever.
Mm-hmm.
How could the most sold game on PlayStation be $80?
Yeah, I don't get
they
that.
They printed millions of those.
I don't get it.
But now it's tapered off to $30, so it makes sense now. So I'm kind of waiting for Super Nintendo to do the same on certain things.
It seems like it's only going up.
It is because it's going up appropriately, where 64 is not. Like the gold 64 console. Selling for about $800 now, complete in box.
For what?
They don't even know there was
and
a
that
goal.
Literally just happened like within a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if
somebody decided to put it up for
$800. I honestly think we're going to talk about 64, and I have issues with 64 and collectibles. There's a lot of people making fake values for 64.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that next time.
That's next time. That is definitely next time.
Next time.
Super Nintendo is skyrocketing. because a lot of people are collecting it. Mm-hmm. And I think once that stops, then you'll get a drop. Because mm-hmm. I've also seen a lot of people load their collections, mm-hmm. you know, online on eBay, and, you know, they sell it at the store with us. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen sooner or later where they're just going to sell most of their collections. And it seems like more of the younger people that haven't grown up with it, mm-hmm. I'm noticing. Not many people that are my age collect, like, Super Nintendo that much. Mm-hmm. I've noticed it's like a trend. So hopefully they stop collecting it and they drop the price so I could buy my stuff.
That'd be nice.
Please.
Yeah. Please drop prices. There's a lot of great RPGs which are worth a lot of money.
Yes. That console has so many great titles. We could sit here and name each title forever.
And just talk about
They're great. They're really good.
I believe it's the best console ever made. It was Nintendo at its most powerful stage ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have never been as strong as they were in Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. They were dominant. Their best graphics, best library by far. I mean, Sega Genesis destruction there.
And that's the first time they had competition. Because the Master System, didn't give them a run for their money.
Nobody knew about it.
Yeah, nobody knew. Yeah. And then Genesis came out and they were like, Sonic? Like, that's kind of when it started splitting, but it didn't. Like, it felt like it. Like, you'd go to some people's houses, and sure, you'd see a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, cool. So you'd play your Echo the Dolphin. You'd play your Altered Beast. You'd play your Sonic. The
Hedgehog, yeah.
Streets of Rage.
You'd play your Streets of Rage. And then you would go to my house and play Super Nintendo. You'd be like, these games are so much better.
Yeah, the music's way better. I don't care what nobody says.
It is.
I don't care what anybody says.
There's one game that's not better, and I think it's Aladdin. Aladdin, I prefer to play on Genesis.
Yeah.
I've never played
Something
that
about one. Aladdin on Genesis, I agree.
It just runs a little bit smoother, I think. Mm. But that's it. Mm-hmm. And I love Sonic 2. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
But that's the only game that gave Super Nintendo a run for its money.
Right.
There's tons of good sports games on Super Nintendo. I think Madden was like the first one to talk, right?
No. I think it was one of the Joe Montana games on Genesis.
Oh, Joe Montana was like, real action talking.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you say is talking. Is it just saying, boom, first down?
Yeah.
Or actually voices and talking. Or announcers and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about that FX chip.
What games have had FX chips? Huh?
There's two games that have.
There's like a very few, Star like five. Half of them didn't even get released.
There you go. Star Fox.
There's some motorcycle game that's FX as well.
Oh, Stunt Race?
Stunt Race FX, then there's some kind of dirt bike game. That's an FX chip.
I don't know what that is.
Star Fox blew my mind.
Yes.
Literally blew my mind. I was like, what are all these shapes? Like, I didn't know.
That was 3D.
Star Fox was, and still is, a great game. I just don't know why they didn't really... Nintendo, they've done this with Star Fox and Metroid. They kind of just left it alone, and I don't know why.
Well, it seemed like they'd given up on it. Like, instead of, like, thinking towards the future and having, like, true next-gen graphics, they're just making them cartoony. And it's almost like they're just making it a cheap way to make a quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how epic they can make Samus look in Metroid.
Well, people are making the Unreal Engine. Right. I've been sending you all those videos of Mario in Unreal, Pokemon in Unreal, Link in Metroid. And they look awesome even though they're not even legit.
Right.
So I don't get why they're not doing that.
I don't know either. I think it's...
I don't want a real-looking Zelda. I don't want a real-looking Metroid, but I want it to be shiny and pretty. You know what I'm saying?
No, I want a real-looking Metroid. I want a real-looking Zelda. Mario, that's kind of weird if he's real. Let's be honest. He can stay cartoony.
But what I'm saying is, like, I don't want a Skyrim-looking
Zelda. I want a Skyrim Zelda.
Like sure. Design, level design-wise, sure. But not, like, I still want it to be bright and beautiful and green. And
it will be. Uncharted's bright and beautiful and green.
Yeah.
It uses its colors, right?
Yeah.
They can make Hyrule look really cool with different colors.
I don't know why they don't. And they're using the cell shading, and I don't get it.
Because it's just them. They don't have that much money to go that hard. That's my opinion. I mean, they make tons of money, but I don't know if they use that for other projects and stuff.
Because
their Amiibos is like a third console. They're making just as much money on those.
Which I hope they don't give up on their consoles because of that.
Speaking of which, a lot of people are giving up on those. The Amiibos now.
Good.
They started selling a load of them.
Good. Yeah. I was done with that a long time ago.
Go away, guys. Because everybody's doing the whole limit one, all the retailers. Mm-hmm. So it's like snuffing all those scalpers.
Good. Get them out. Mm-hmm. Smart.
It's working great. Jesus. So like when Amiibo goes up, instead of like lasting 10 minutes, it lasts like 3-4 hours.
Nice. Good.
Or maybe days.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's now only for, this is the time I'd come back to it. Because I had the first 26, and then I got fed up with waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and waiting in line.
Yeah, it was stupid.
for a Rosalina, and that was one of the last ones that I bought. I was just frustrated.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Yeah. Back to Super Nintendo. Yes. We can have a whole Amiibo complaining podcast. I'll be sure to be first in that.
Yeah, so Super Nintendo also has the most pirated games that are made for it.
I did not know that.
They make a lot of fake cartridges. There are steadily a few businesses online selling them for like $60 a cart. Like all the rare games, anything you get. All the reproduction label, reproduction, everything. And I don't like reproduction.
No.
Too much. But this weekend when I went to Game On Expo in Arizona, I found something that actually took that away. And I don't see it as reproduction.
Ooh, you brought it with you.
I see that as art.
Okay. What? That's beautiful. Okay.
Take a look at that.
Okay, so we have a Final Fantasy V here in a, I would say, light gray, mother of pearl cartridge. This is the most beautiful thing I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Look at the back label.
Does it have a box?
I ordered the box from Uncle Tusk. This guy makes cartridges, and he put them in these cheesy little plastic universal cases, which I'm not a big fan of. I mean, they're cool, but I don't know why they're selling them for $20 or, excuse me, $10 online each. I think that's a ripoff. Dude, if you're going to invest money on anything in your collection, get something real.
Yeah.
Don't buy fake plastic stuff for universal printouts. It's cheesy.
That's beautiful. Have you played it yet?
I have not. I have not. I'm waiting. But
that is incredible.
That's an actual release, Final Fantasy V. That was just only in Japan. And it's nicely done. It's an all-white cartridge. It's not done with cheesy paint.
Yeah.
He said he used some kind of like vinyl paint.
Beautiful. I don't even want to touch it.
And you mean the label in the back, the touch? Everything's nice on it. Really clean. And then I got other ones too.
The thing is beautiful.
But I thought you would like that one first since you that used to be a big Final Fantasy.
Yeah, collector. I used to collect Final Fantasy.
The box I got from UncleTusk.com is all white too as well. So it's going to match beautifully.
Oh, wow. That thing is awesome.
Yeah.
He told me he uses the same paint.
Oh, my gosh. So right now we have a Legend of Zelda. It says the Goddess of Wisdom. What is that? Is that even real?
It's a Link to the Past hack.
Okay.
So they use the land and world of Link to the Past, and they mix it up a little bit as a new story.
And then we have
Parallel Worlds, which is the better one, I think.
So another hack.
Yep. Yeah. Another Link to the Past hack.
Dude, these things are beautiful. And you ordered boxes for all of these.
Yes, because UncleTusk.com has them all.
Wow. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
So that I see is art.
How many more are there of the...
He makes a lot of stuff that, like, I'm a big fan of, like, real releases. Final Fantasy V is a real release, and I want to play it, but I can't read Japanese.
Yeah.
So it's been translated. So they also have Star Ocean.
Okay.
And they also have Terranigma.
What about Mother?
They have Mother, but that's on NES. But yeah, you could get it translated. Mother 3 is on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
but that's Japanese only, right?
Yeah. But yeah, they have a few other games. Tales of Phantasia is another good one that's never been released here. It's a great RPG. But supposedly Star Ocean has like the best Super Nintendo graphics, and it's never been released here.
Why would they give us something good?
Right, and he didn't have those available, and then he had like one plain gray cart, and I was like, I don't want a plain gray cart. Give me some cool looking, like joking around. And he says, I could do it. He also makes this awesome like Zombie Ate My Neighbor's hack, and like the cartridge is all red with like all green with like blood splattered all over it. Looks really cool.
And how much do these go for?
He sells them for $65 with those reproduction universal cases, which I think is a steal. And he just sold me all three for $50 each.
Oh, nice.
Which is a really good deal because they have, I don't know if you know, they sell just the Super Nintendo cartridges, but they're just like reproductions and they're just fake plastic, but they're the shape as cartridges. And people use those all the time for reproduction carts.
Did not know.
Yeah, and they're really cheesy. That you could get the boards, like these boards are like programmable, and they cost anywhere from like $19 to $20.
Okay.
And I forget the site name. It's a good situation if an artist gets a hold of it. This guy does art.
These three are some of the most beautiful things I've
seen. He makes his own labels. He does everything from scratch. So he puts love into each one of these, and he's not gouging you.
Yeah.
But other people sell like the cheap ones for $50 and $40. And I had Bobby, the guy that went with us over there to Arizona Expo, Game On. He bought one of those just because he wanted to buy one and try out a game.
Yeah.
He got it for like $30, and he took it home. It didn't work.
Wow.
Damn.
And this guy had like stacks of like reproduction cards. It's like,
wow.
Like,
what game did he buy?
It's actually, I forget. Oh, I think it was one of the Zelda ones. It might have been Parallel Worlds. But it had like the label on there.
Yeah.
It was garbage.
Huh.
It was all garbage. There's a lot of people cashing in on this whole reproduction market. When I went to the expo, it was like a big chunk of it there.
Interesting.
It was a presence for sure. And I didn't like it, but the Wizard, that's his name, made these. You can follow him on Facebook.
Nice. So his name is The Wizard.
Joey likes them because there's no way to contact him other than Facebook.
Nice.
And he doesn't want to be contacted because he doesn't want to do work. Like, he says, it takes me a long time to do these. And he doesn't want to, like, wholesale them to anybody because, you know, they'll be, like, a burden to do it, right?
Wait, how does he put the stickers on so perfectly?
He just doesn't, man. I don't know. He just does it. But these are really done nicely. Mm-hmm. The gold on the cartridge for the Zelda carts are consistent with the Majora's Mask gold on the 64 cart.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Ocarina of Time logo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zelda font.
Picture. So what, I mean, so you have, I'm sorry, what's this one called?
Goddess of Wisdom.
Goddess of Wisdom and Parallel Worlds. What's the difference?
They're just two different Zelda
games.
I've
never played Goddess of Wisdom, but I have played Parallel Worlds, and it is hard, tough, rough.
So it's top-down, obviously.
It's basically A Link to the Past, but it's a hack to where they rearranged everything. All the dungeons, the whole map.
Okay.
Everything is rearranged, and they made it so difficult to where you really have to put the time to beat it.
And the first dungeon, you said no sword, right?
Yes, the first dungeon, you have no sword. What? So you're using pots and bombs to kill all the goblins, moblins, or...
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I can't even beat Zelda with a sword, so I can only imagine.
Going back to Link to the Past, your first game, did you ever beat that?
No.
You never beat it?
I was 7 years old. I beat it later.
Oh, okay. So
I beat it actually when I was
a kid. So you did beat it.
Okay.
Yeah, but not as a kid. As a kid, I think I was able to turn into the bunny in the Dark World.
I think that's halfway.
And then I was like, how much longer do I have to play this?
You know, when you turn into a bunny, that's like a big deal. You're like, what's going on here?
Yes.
That was like a really, really big deal for me in the video game.
And again, at 7, 8, 9 years old, however old I was like, what am I doing? I used to wake up. So I would say I woke up at like 7 o'clock to go to school. I wake up at like 5 to play this game.
That's insane.
And I wouldn't do anything because there's no grinding.
It's insane.
So it's not like I was leveling up. I was just running around the whole map.
Yeah,
like,
you're exploring.
So I opened up the map that came in with the game, put it up on my wall, and I was like, okay, I need to go here. Should have kept that map, damn it. That's a good map.
Yeah, that is a good map.
Yeah, but I used to mess those maps up all the time.
Messing up meaning writing on them?
I would write on them like...
Putting thumbtacks to like, I've been here, I've been
there. Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. Okay. So I'd put like a thumbtack like, sword was here, or, you know, all this stuff. And yeah, I never knew what I was doing in that game. There was no cheats, man.
Yeah.
There was nothing. I don't even think there was a guide.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was a guide.
There was a strategy guide.
There was a guide.
There's a Nintendo Power strategy guide.
There you go.
You have to order it.
There you go. Yep, definitely. I didn't want it in 4 to 6 months.
Ask your parents.
Yeah. Put a P.O. box, send it to 4 to 6 months, you'll get it. Cool, thanks. Yeah, never had that. So I know one of your favorite games is Contra.
Yes. Is it Super Contra?
Alien Wars?
Yes,
Alien Wars. I think I remember both of you guys playing it. I was watching. And that game is beautiful. Music is awesome, of course.
Of course.
And then it goes top down.
Yeah, there's some top down
levels.
Yeah,
two top down levels.
There's two of them.
And you guys looked awful playing those games, the top down levels.
Hey man, I did pretty
good.
You guys are good, but it's like, like if I was playing it, it would have been just god awful. It would have been terrible.
Okay.
I think we knocked down those levels really quick.
Yeah, we did.
We had a system.
We did it pretty good.
Because you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well.
I never played that game growing up. The Alien Wars.
Actually, I never played it either growing up.
I don't think I did either.
I played it later.
Never played it.
There's a very small handful of games that I had growing up.
See, again, the divorce. Got lucky. My brother would get 2 a year, and then I would get 2 a year. So we had to split those up. It was good. We like planned out which games we were going to get each year.
You still have those games, your brother said. They're somewhere in the storage.
My brother has them. Yeah. He's got his games.
Oh, you finally got them?
I don't know. They're probably up in the garage, full.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to get those. He's got a lot of good games, like tons of good games. Bart's Nightmare, Out of This World, Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park. It's like Link to the Past. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it actually has good music. I like the music on that. It's good.
They talk in that one, too.
Yeah, they do.
It goes the first-person mode, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Once you go into, like, the raptor pit, or the visitor center, right?
So there's a few levels, isn't there?
Yeah, you go in, and it controls, and you have to, like, gas the raptors.
I think every time you enter a building, right?
Yeah, pretty much,
So there's
go get the eggs.
So there's this guy that's been saving all of the Jurassic Park for Super Nintendo carts.
I saw that. The stacks?
Yes, he's saving them all, buying them off eBay when they're, like, at a good rate.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to control the market. So he's trying to physically make it rare.
And Jurassic Park.
If people have been doing that, it's been successful with certain games like Rampart on Game Boy. Mm-hmm. There's a guy buying them up, and you can see the market for the last 3 years just go up on that cart alone.
So do you basically, because Jurassic Park's cheap, so do you just buy cheap games?
No, you just go on eBay and buy them all. There's no Jurassic Park available if you just keep buying them.
Yeah. Take all the copies.
Mm-hmm. What about Jurassic Park 2? Is that worth anything?
It's not as sought after as the first one. Mm-hmm. It's worth less.
That's closer to the Sega Genesis version, correct?
Like a side, I'm not sure.
Like a side-scrolling
platformer? Genesis was a side-scroller.
Yeah.
I don't know about part two, though.
Sega!
So my first Super Nintendo was used.
Was it a hand-me-down?
I didn't get it until 8 months after, begging my parents. They would not get it for me. And their whole thing is like, what are you gonna ask for next? The Super Duper Nintendo?
Yes, like, if they have that, yes.
That sounds cool. Can I have that? So I got mine from a place called Om Comics, which is like a used video game store that sold like comic books, football cards, baseball cards, and video games. Pogs, yes. Pogs. Yes, Pogs.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a used in-box set, Super Mario World set, the basic set. And my first game I bought was Street Fighter 2, just the normal Street Fighter 2. Those are my first two games.
Nice.
And then I picked up Super Metroid, Mega Man X, and
some hard-ass games.
Those are my first. Those are my first games.
Damn.
Yeah. But I remember playing Super Mario World and just looking at all the graphics and like how it was all like moving in the background and the perceptions. I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Colors, beautiful.
That was a big color. That was a big graphic jump. That and the PS2 graphic jump were the two biggest jumps I've ever witnessed.
Yes.
By far.
Yes.
Not like PS3 to PS4.
No, because Last of Us and Last of Us Remastered, of course you can see the differences.
Oh, just frame rate.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, frame rate.
Little smoothing here and there.
And a full 1080.
Yeah. But the jump from NES to Super Nintendo was insane.
It was huge.
It was insane.
Yes.
She started to get polygons, which kind of destroyed gaming.
And but 64 screwed it up.
Yeah.
Get to that later.
Yeah, that's later. Yeah,
but yeah, I think I had to get like a good report card or something, and then I got that finally.
If my parents told me all I had to do was get a good report card for all this stuff, I'd have been a straight A student.
I didn't even get that for Christmas though. You would just get it for your gifts. It passed my Christmas and birthday, and I still didn't get it.
I was kind of spoiled.
I'd like beg for it, and I got it finally, and it was awesome. Sweet victory. There were so many games you wanted as a kid, and I think that's why I started my collection to get all the games I wanted back then. You know how many units it sold?
Did not.
Me either. You have your notes there.
Yeah, I mean, I can look that up really quick, but that's, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it sold a lot.
Yeah.
But the problem was it was splitting with Sega a little bit.
You should find the games, too. Top selling games.
Top selling games? Well, Mario World, obviously, because it came with
the package. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, Wii Sports now has that title, so, or had that title. Something beat it. I think Grand Theft Auto beat it. Units sold worldwide, 49 million.
What was the console retail for? Like 250, 3?
I don't think it says it. It definitely wasn't 3. No. I'm assuming it was like 150.
199 at the most. I've seen stickers up for 199.
Fedco?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For like, what, 91, 92? That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a great game. It's big super babies. Hard. Giant zombie babies.
Giant babies, giant spiders.
Shooting them with water guns. What are the other weapons?
There's water guns, there's soda cans.
Soda cans is
there's a football, silverware, plates.
A little bit of everything.
What about the other one? Made by JVC.
Yeah, wasn't there a Zombie in My Neighbors too?
Ghoul Patrol. Yeah, that one wasn't as great as Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
They just ripped off Konami's Zombies Ate My Neighbors and made their own. What happened
there?
But he said it was the same characters.
It is the same characters. It is the same characters, yeah.
Did they just give up the rights and that was it?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was probably like...
I don't know.
They were just names.
Yeah.
You can't really copyright
Well, did they look the same?
They look the same, yeah. They switched their costumes. Like, so on the first one, Zeke...
Blue and red? Is that it?
No. On the first one...
That's every costume ever.
Blue and red.
Blue?
Right. On the first one, Zeke was wearing 3D glasses,
okay.
And Julie was wearing a red hat. On Ghoul Patrol, Zeke is wearing the red hat, and Julie is wearing the 3D glasses.
That's all you got to do.
Well, that concludes our Super Nintendo section of this podcast.
Sweet.
Steve, you went to, like you were saying before, you went to a
video game. On Expo in Arizona.
Correct. Tell us about it.
Mesa, Arizona. It was the first one. It was ran by Gamester81. John did a really good job overall, because the focus was mainly to have video games there, which I go to a lot of convention and surprise, there's not that many video games there.
A lot of anime stuff.
Why? Yeah. Why are we selling t-shirts?
Hold on. Everyone stop. Listen. That was the first podcast fart, folks.
Can you repeat that?
No, I cannot. Maybe later.
Should have did it to the mic.
That's going to stink. It picked it up. It picked it up. Yeah, back to the convention. That's going to stink, guys. I apologize.
You see the wave, right?
You see it? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that spike in the wavelength.
Whoa. Damn.
Back to the convention. Sorry.
Yeah, but he did a good job. Mm-hmm. He had video games there. He tried to do a lot of things. He tried to do everything, but not all of it was executed right. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I think he was trying to do everything and spreading himself out too thin. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was the best expo I've been to. Nice. Retro gaming expo I've been to. Mm-hmm. In, I think, ever.
Was there any, like, bands, like the last one we went to?
No bands. I think that's why it was good.
Yeah, that.
I think that's why it was good. No, I'm just kidding. No, he had music play. Mm-hmm. He just had regular video game music play on a, you know, a little loop. Mm-hmm. But it was very good.
Tournaments?
They had a Smash Bros. Tournament for Melee and 64. Mm-hmm. And then he had his own World Championship cartridge tournament. Mm-hmm. He made his own game. And that was okay. But that was it. And then they had cosplay contests. But yeah, just those on tournament. He had an arcade, a light arcade there. Mm-hmm. But the main thing I'm concerned about is having people there mm-hmm. to buy
yeah.
and people there to sell.
Yeah.
And a lot of expos don't do the two basic things. Sure. And he just knocked it out of the park.
Good.
Did a good job.
Good.
So that's what we're going to be working on. We're going to be doing the first ever California Retro Gaming Expo in January of 2016. So
save your Christmas money, dummies.
Yes.
Don't buy Call of Duty. Go buy a sweet reproduction cart that hopefully won't be sold.
And then we're going to be doing free admission so the vendors can make more money and more people can come and not worry about spending $30 at the door this time.
Yep.
First time around, we're going to do free. And there's going to be a lot of vendors there. We want at least 70 vendors there. That's our core role, just to make sure there's people there to sell cartridges. Retro gaming. That's what we want.
Excellent.
So right now it's turning out really good. You can go check out our website at SoCalRetroGamingExpo.com for details. If you want to become a vendor, I suggest you do because there's going to be a lot of people there to buy.
Sweet. And what are the days again for that?
January 30th and 31st of 2016.
Perfect. SoCal Gaming Expo. Get there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of great stuff. We're going to start with some Metal Gear 5 now, guys. Phantom Pain. Because these two guys have been playing it like crazy. I'm awful at Metal Gear, so that's why I'm here. I want to pick their brains because I know nothing about anything about Metal Gear.
Got to put effort into it, man. You got it.
I don't like effort.
There's a lot of buttons, I know.
Yeah, there's too many buttons. Yeah. First impressions, guys. Hit me.
Awesome. And can't stop playing it.
So right. Is it like sandbox?
From the opening scene. Like the whole opening sequence is like about what? An hour and a half long? Literally waking up from a coma and then crawling out of a...
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes.
It's a long time. It's about an hour.
Just the intro, not the actual plane.
See, you're riding on the horse.
No spoilers. Be careful.
You know? Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, and then it goes to sandbox mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's awesome.
So is this a true next-gen looking... You get true next-gen feeling? Because it's coming out... I don't know if it
was... It's coming out on all platforms.
Is it a simultaneous release, or is the next gen previous gen coming later?
No, it already came out.
It came out.
PS3, 360, and PS4, Xbox One.
Okay, how does that look? I haven't heard anything about it.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it looks good. Yeah, I mean, I, for me, I'm not too concerned with the looks mm-hmm. on this one. I'm just concerned on the gameplay and the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
get that right, please. I don't care if it looks pretty. Mm-hmm. Like Order looked great, but what happened to the rest of the game?
I don't know what they did there.
Order.
You know what I mean?
The order
was beautiful.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would sacrifice a little bit more beautifulness, mm-hmm. if that's a word, for more gameplay.
It is now. So Metal Gear, I mean, from what I've seen, like I watch a lot of Twitch stuff and I read a lot of Wikipedia pages on Metal Gear.
Wikipedia?
So this story is basically smack dab in the middle, if I'm not mistaken.
Are you trying to figure out the timeline?
I'm trying to figure out this impossible Metal Gear timeline, guys.
OK, Okay, Metal Gear 5
is... So this is in the, like, 80s Afghanistan or 90s Afghanistan?
It's 80s.
It's 84.
It takes place in 85.
Yeah.
4.
Okay. 84. 84. Yeah.
And when does Metal Gear Solid 4 take place?
2014, I think it was.
Yeah.
What? So it already happens?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It already happened.
Okay. It's basically in the middle of the timeline. Does it feel... I mean, how's the story feel so far?
So far, to me, it feels like it's fitting nicely. Okay. I haven't beaten it, but it feels like it's going to line up to the first Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I like it.
And it's all new story. Mm-hmm. It's completely new. That's never... Like, they hint at certain things that connect to other stuff, but only the major fans would know.
Yeah.
But you really have to, like, a lot of people that came to the store and bought this, they were like, oh, I haven't played any of the Metal Gears. Do I have to? I was like... I mean, you could play it and have fun.
But if you want to know the story.
But everything. There's so many Easter eggs and little smirks that that Kojima does for the fans, and it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, even in Ground Zeroes, I was watching Steve play it. There was a quiz. There's a quiz to get something.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this quiz like, what is this stuff? Like, what is this? And every answer was the most ridiculous answer.
Yeah.
Like, it was just because that's what Kojima does.
Yeah.
But every Metal Gear game, it seems like you have to play the other ones.
I mean, if you want to know the full story on all the characters and everything, you should play all of them.
Will you enjoy the game if you don't know the full story?
Yeah, you could definitely enjoy the game. I just think...
There is
a lot more love, a lot more, like, deep feelings when you play it, when you know everything else that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You all the characters that are there, you already know them.
Mm-hmm.
You already know their history, how they met, what they've been through, and... It's you can't just pick up this game and play it. You know what I mean? You might like it, but I mean, the main person is probably not going to stick through this game. It might be too repetitive for certain people. For us, we're really interested to see what happens because we already played what, 7 games.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can play this game and beat it in probably like 30 or 40 hours, but it probably won't even be close to being done.
I think you could actually beat it in like 15 hours.
Yeah,
if you just stick to the story missions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there tapes and all that to find?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All that stuff.
There's honestly about over 100 hours of content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like Ground Zeroes, you know, everybody was bragging how they beat it in less than 10 minutes, but there was literally like, 8 hours of gameplay there?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, it just depends what you want to do. Are you a gamer that just wants to beat games?
Well, for fans, I'm assuming they're going to go through and dig deep. Because if...
There's hours and hours of tapes to listen to.
Well, exactly. Because I don't know much about Kojima, but I do know that he hides millions of things in his games. So to get the full experience, you're probably going to have to literally complete the game 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It sounds terrible.
And when you complete it, when you complete it 100%, you find more Easter eggs.
Yeah, and that blows my mind.
Yeah.
So do you think Kojima's done with Metal Gear? Do you think Kojima's done?
Yes, I think so.
If Konami continues to own Metal Gear,
I heard Konami hired a team already to make Metal Gears without him.
Yeah.
What about the engine he helped create, the Fox engine? Who does that go with? Does that stay with Konami?
I think that sticks with Kojima.
You think, does it?
Because isn't that one of the reasons why Silent Hills was canceled? Because they couldn't use his engine anymore?
I don't know.
Any longer. I don't know. I heard that, but I don't know if it's true or not.
So do you think he's tired of Metal Gear?
I don't think he's tired of Metal Gear because it would have showed on this game if he was tired.
What other games has he created? Do we know?
Zone of Enders. I think he created that, right?
Yes, he created.
You know what? If he doesn't put out another one of those, then...
He's not going to.
This is the time to do it when he's by himself.
He can't, because Konami owns half.
Yeah,
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's going to do.
Konami owns the name, the rights, the game, and everything else. He's just the producer and creator.
I hope he doesn't do some crappy Kickstarter.
He's going to. They all do that.
I know. I hate that direction.
And it's
going
to be like, it's a trend. He might not do it, though, because he might already foresee that it's kind of a cheeseball thing to do.
Well,
He's an awesome dude.
I think he'll get backers.
He's very twisted. Like, his storytelling is like the best storytelling he could ever in the world. Like, he should make movies.
He wants to make movies, actually. Yeah.
Well, he was teaming up with Del Toro, Del Toro, to do Silent Hill.
Yep.
And that would have been, those are the two best storytellers in film and gaming, so...
That would have been mind-blowing. I mean, look, we never talk so much about a demo.
God, a demo.
PT. Yeah.
A PT. Demo blew my mind. A demo.
Yeah.
You had to talk into a microphone to finish this
Every
thing.
Time I play it, I'm so mad.
Yeah, you do.
I called Steve and was like, hey, play this. Download this now. And I couldn't figure out how to beat it. I was driving myself insane, running through the same hallway over and over again. But you have to have the headset on and whisper something, and yeah. I don't know.
And I love it how they call it PT. Just like a
yeah,
little...
just PT.
Yeah. And it is released right now. That's the way they did it. I think that was E3, right?
I don't know.
Last year?
I don't know.
I remember.
They were like, and you can play it. Yep, it is. Yep, that's my...
computer. You're the one who told me about PT.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear it anywhere else.
No. I think I saw a Let's Play on like Twitch. And I was like, huh, I usually don't like these games, but I'll give it a try. Then I played it, and then I went and found out everything about it. I was like, oh, Kojima and Del Toro are making this.
Well, so when you beat it, it gives you that whole sequence that Norman Reeves, or what was that guy's name?
Yeah, Norman
Reedus.
Reedus?
Keanu Reeves? I don't know. Darrell Reeves?
Darrell Reeves.
Do this all day. Okay, stop. yeah, I didn't beat it because I didn't know I had to put it on a headset to beat it, to like whisper into the microphone. I had no idea.
Talk to the baby?
Yeah, make the baby laugh.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you have to make him laugh 3 times. The first 2 times, you look around, and I think the third one or the second one, you have to talk to him.
After midnight, right? You have to do 10 paces?
Well, people come up with theories, 10 steps forward, and then look at the phone or look at the tree or something.
But it works.
But well, I just want to know, Kojima's sitting there like, okay, let's make them take 10 steps. Like, what is that mindset? That's insane to me.
Well, what's insane is finding that piece of picture in the menu where you press pause.
Yeah,
that's... You get to zoom in.
Yeah,
that's an easy one. I did not know that. There you go. There's another.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think after I played it, I played it for 2 hours and basically ran in circles for 2 hours. And I looked into the bathroom and then got scared.
What part did you get to? Did you get to the very end?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Did you see anything spooky?
Yeah.
You saw that tall thing in the...
Saw that. And then the first thing I did was peek into the bathroom. And then that thing like kind of scared me.
At least pokes her head out and looks at you.
That's scary.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the fetus thing, the little
eraser head baby.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Just weird, man.
It's awesome.
And I want that game so bad.
Yeah, man.
I want that so bad. I don't know if I want it in first person.
I don't mind it.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know.
That makes it more scary.
We don't know if they were heading that direction. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that was just for the demo.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Or maybe when they walk into the houses, that's when it converts to first person.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. Yeah. Games don't do that anymore.
No.
Like, that'd be cool. A third person outside game. You're running around doing your thing. And then all of a sudden you go into a house and it becomes first person creepy. Why don't they do that? That's smart.
Maybe they were going to do that.
And it gives you that feeling that something's behind you and you can't see. Where third person, you can kind of see. You get like a little bit, you know, general sense of what's around you.
Yeah.
Because that would make me excited for Oculus. Like, just imagine playing that on Oculus. It would make me sick.
I'd pee my pants.
Pee your poops. You go pee pees?
Why both?
Oh, interesting.
Scary game.
So you'd have to play on the back. It would say, must play in a diaper.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Adult diaper.
Yeah, that's Kojima. I'm excited to see what he's going to do next, but I'm worried about what he's going to do next. And if he wants to do anything, he might not do anything.
We don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're never going to. A lot of these game stories fascinate me because I want to know. Yeah, we get the game. That's cool. But I want to know the stories behind these games.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened to PT. I want to know what happened towards the end of Metal Gear 5. I want to know that. I want a sick-ass documentary about what happened during the making of these games. What happened in the beginning of Uncharted 4 when all these people got laid off and fired or quit. Like, what happened?
I think the Naughty Dog team just took over that one. Like the Last of Us team?
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, the Uncharted's are awesome, but The Last of Us is just a whole other level.
What about... if I can get one video game movie made, it would be the story of The Last Guardian. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, that took forever. I think they always had it, and Sony's like, we need something, what are we gonna get? So they're like, they pulled that one out. It seemed like it was already made. It was just put in the hopper.
But it doesn't. Like, I'm confused on if it was done for PS3 and they said scrap it.
I think it's been done for a while, man. They scrapped it, and they needed something for this year E3 to hype stuff, and they pulled that other butt.
I mean, they kind of did that for Until Dawn, right? It was out for
Until
the PS3.
Until Dawn was a PS3 move game.
Yeah.
Initially.
And then they
stopped
delayed
it,
and they made it to PS4.
Correct.
Good thing they didn't do that.
It would have tanked. It's a move game.
We would have dealt with it, but
no,
it's a great game.
It's a move game, though. We wouldn't have even thought about it.
Mm. Yeah, we wouldn't have thought about it.
No. Mm. I didn't have a move. I used to buy all the peripherals for everything. I saw PlayStation Move, and I was like, no.
It's a terrible idea.
Nope.
I got Kinect because
they're bringing it back for the Morpheus, though.
But that makes sense.
You have to have.
I don't know how I feel about full movement gaming. Like, when I game, I want to relax.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky looks cool.
Yes, that game's going to make you sick. There's no way you can get through that without puking.
Because the vibrant colors or what?
No, it's a first person. Like, I get sick when I play Star Fox on my 3DS. Like, why would you get sick when it's on your head?
I think you're the exception to the rule.
Ocean sickness. Yeah.
I have to take Dramamine to go to sleep so I get nauseous in my dreams.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm Zone of Enders, a new Zone of Enders. He might kickstart it.
Yeah, maybe.
You can't. You have to name it something else. The Enders of Zone.
Well, I mean, it would probably be like. Look at it would be Mighty Number 9.
Yeah, yeah. Just look at
And what's his name? Inafune?
Yeah.
He did Mighty Number 9. Put out another Kickstarter for a replica of Legends. Mega Man Legends, and it tanked.
I don't know.
Get close.
Yeah, because he didn't make the first game. Exactly. Make the first game first. He's taking, 4 years?
But a lot of these creators, they think they're better than they are. Like, yeah, he's great, but he's no Kojima. Like, Kojima, if he says he wants to make a game, somebody's going to help him. He's going to go to Microsoft, dude. I guarantee he's going to go to Microsoft.
He'd go somewhere?
He's going to go to Microsoft. Why wouldn't he go with the competitor? That only makes sense. And if he goes with Nintendo, sign me up. I'll buy my consoles.
That'll be crazy.
A Metal Gear Mario?
Metal Gear Mario.
That would be good.
Yeah, let's see where he goes. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm definitely into it.
But that's not going to be for a while because he's still...
We just got Metal Gear.
Well, the problem is we're saying, what's next? What's next? This game's been out for 3 days.
Yeah.
This game's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody has to play it.
Good. It's been getting... Somebody gave it like a 9.5.
I think Game Informer gave it 9.25.
That's like the lowest score, right?
Yeah. IGN is a 10, right?
IGN's a 10. GameSpot's a 10. Kotaku's a 10. All the major sites are at least 9.25 and higher.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
At least a 9.
Like, you want to cry when you start playing it. It's like, thank you.
Intro, man.
Thank you for making a good game to play. It's the best game I've played since, Last of Us, I think?
Last of Us probably. Was good.
See, I'm down for
that. It's been, 3 years since I played it? It sucks.
Damn. I'm down for that. Make me wait for a perfect game. Please put out a perfect game and make me wait. Don't put out a game. Don't say you're going to put out a game. Delay the game. Like Mighty Number 9. Don't do that.
Or say it's something else and it's not what it is when you get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's been a lot of disappointments. This one delivered, and that kind of shows me that Kojima is not like pissed about making Metal Gear because, I think he wants us to play Metal Gear. Because there's these people that are boycotting Konami and saying, we're not buying Metal Gear because what they did. It's like, Kojima wants you to play this.
Yeah.
You know, who cares if he doesn't make money on each sale? He's made his money, trust us.
He's a millionaire forever.
He's fine. And if he didn't want you to play this game, it would have been like a 3.
He would have said it. He would have tweeted out like, don't play this game.
No, he can't. Yeah. But it would have been a terrible review. But he wouldn't never do that to his babies. So he made sure he took care of it.
Yeah, it's his baby. It's definitely his baby.
Yeah.
Did he have anything to do with like Portable Ops or anything like that?
No.
For Vita?
He didn't do Portable Ops.
Portable Ops.
PSP.
Yeah, he didn't.
Vita. Or PSP, excuse me. Jeez.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Timeline?
Impossible. Has somebody done that? Has somebody made a Metal Gear timeline?
Let me see.
Impossible.
No, you can do it.
Metal Gear 3, Peace Walker, Phantom Pain.
Ground Zeroes.
Oh, Ground Zeroes.
Phantom Pain.
Phantom Pain.
There you go.
Then the MSX 1 and 2.
Yes,
Metal Gear 1, Metal Gear 2. Metal Gear 2, Metal
Gear 4. No, you're missing so much, man.
What am I missing?
Okay, wait. Let me see.
Are you counting Rising, Metal Gear Rising?
I mean, that counts. Because it is in a timeline, but it's not...
Are you talking about the Game Boy Color ones?
No, those don't count.
Exactly.
Those don't
the
count.
The PSP ones don't count. So what am I missing?
Acid doesn't count.
Peace Walker counts.
I said that already. Peace Walker counts.
What's the second
Ground Zeroes, Phantom Pain. Metal Gear 1, Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear Solid. Did you say Part 2? Metal Gear Solid 2?
Yeah.
That one's before.
That one's after... MSX 1 and 2. Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid 2.
And then Metal Gear Solid 4. Okay. And then Metal Gear Rising, technically.
Yeah, don't count that.
Technically.
But when's Metal Gear 3? When's that take place?
That's the very first one. Yeah.
That's the first one.
That's the very first one.
Okay, because that's in the 60s.
And Peace Walker is the second one.
Okay. So then this is the third?
No, Ground Zeroes is. Joey corrected me.
Yes, Ground Zeroes.
So Ground Zeroes is third.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a small game, but there's very important things that happen.
Whatever. I don't get it. Well, it's technically a different game. If you're going to be honest about it, it's an open world Metal Gear, which is not They're usually pretty linear in the sense of where you need to go and what you need to do.
Peace Walker was a little bit freedom, but not as much as this one.
Well, because it was on PSP.
No, it wasn't a console.
It was still linear, Peace Walker. Mm-hmm. The only thing it had was that you can photon the soldiers. That kind of gives you more of a side quest to go hunt for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the first open world one.
No, thanks. Not my cup of tea. And I don't because I don't get it. That's why. That's what a lot of people need to understand. This game doesn't suck. You just don't get it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's my problem with it.
Nobody can say this game sucks.
You gotta put the time into it, man.
I don't like doing that. I'm a lazy gamer.
It's not that open world, though. It's like a medium Yoshi open world.
Phantom Pain?
Yeah.
It's open world, dude.
Not as much as Grand Theft Auto.
In some ways, it is.
It's just it's not one huge map.
It's not as big, yeah. But there's so many areas that you can go to check out that...
It's a huge, huge map.
Well, technically, this is the first...
only one part of the map. There's
this is the first sandbox game. Literally, it's all in sand.
Yeah.
Yes, literally.
Literally the first sandbox game in sand.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Kojima, he just knows what he's doing. Well, that concludes the SVGB podcast for the evening. My name is Kevin. We have Joey, we have Steve, who will try to be doing this every week to talk about sweet games and all sorts of cool things. So thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.